Welcome to Praying the Psalms, a daily podcast by Doxa Church in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church finds itself isolated from one another physically, we are reading, studying, and praying the Psalms together each morning as a way to join ourselves together spiritually. We want to slow down, get a bigger picture of God, and hopefully a more clear picture of ourselves. But most of all, we want to join ourselves together around the throne of the One who has joined Himself to us. So if you haven't already, grab a Bible and spend some time prayerfully reading Psalm 140. In it, King David says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men, who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongues sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps." Selah. "Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who had planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way they have set snares for me." Selah. I say to the Lord, "You are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted." Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. This intense psalm is a reminder that prayer changes things, often beginning with our own hearts. We get a sweet glance into David's heart and life as we read this psalm. He's clearly feeling overwhelmed and attacked at the beginning of the psalm, but by the end, he's reminding himself and his audience about the reality of God's care and power. It appears that his confidence in God is increasing as he cries out to God, just as ours can as we cry out to him, as we lament, and as we renew our minds with the truth and reality of who he is, what he's done, and what he promises to do. How often do you feel overwhelmed and attacked? Figuratively or literally? Enemies were a common part of David's life, and we get to learn a lot from him throughout the Psalms as to how to respond when we feel overwhelmed or attacked. Although most of us haven't experienced war the way that he did, Ephesians 6 reminds us that we are in a spiritual war every day of our lives. David clearly felt his enemies were people, but we have to remember that his war and ours is ultimately not against people, but against powers of darkness. Those powers were at work in David's enemies and are at work in ours. I'd love to share Ephesians 6:10 through 20 and have you take note of what you learn about God in these verses and the ways that he's provided for us to fight the spiritual war that we all face daily. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that the words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." Probably thrown off a little bit in those last couple verses when you realize Paul is writing this from prison. And I think if he's writing this in prison, completely innocent, He knows a little bit about what it is to face spiritual warfare. Paul helps us learn that God is incredibly strong and wants to give us strength. The ways he's provided for us to have strength and fight the war we're in that's against spiritual powers of darkness includes a ton of resources. Please don't ever forget that our war is not against each other. In our culture, we see the opposite being played out all around us. As believers, we have access to power and resources the unbelievers don't. And as a result, the way we wage war has to look different. At Doxa Women, we're going through the book of Jude, and in Jude 4, Jude tells his readers that some people were designated for judgment long ago. If you've spent much time around me, you've probably heard me talk about how Romans 12, 9 through 21 constantly convicts me, and you've probably had me challenge you to ask God to help you live out the truths of this passage. The Bible is complex in that in Psalm 140, we read of David asking God for pretty intense judgment to take place on his enemies. Yet in Romans 12, we see Paul instructing his readers to repay evil with good, to feed our hungry enemies, and to give a drink to our thirsty enemies, with a reminder that vengeance is the Lord's and that ultimately he will repay evil. It can feel confusing and conflicting, but I think the complexities of God's word remind us that we should spend time seeking to know God for the whole of his character and be reading through all of the Bible. How often do you stop to reflect on what a gift it is that God has chosen to reveal himself and his will to us through his word, and to thank him for doing just that? I want to wrap up our time together by challenging you with a few things we can learn from this psalm and Ephesians 6. We should pray for God's justice and protection, and also should cry out to him when we feel overwhelmed or attacked. We should have deep confidence in him and fear him more than we fear our enemies. He is our God for those of us who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and he's the strength of our salvation. He's our protector. He is just and will judge the wicked. Yet in other parts of Scripture, we see that he also longs to show mercy. Praise God for that, because if he didn't, I'd be destined to hell. David reminds us that he will maintain the cause of the afflicted, and he will execute justice for the needy. But God also wants us to do our part in that, to reflect his character. So how are you helping maintain the cause of the afflicted and helping execute justice for the needy? As we think of the spiritual war that God's word reminds us that we are in, have you turned the battle into something personal against someone else, rather than remembering that it's against spiritual powers of darkness? Have you made sure your anger is geared towards those evil powers and sin itself, rather than any specific person? Don't let those spiritual powers of darkness get a foothold in your life in those areas. It's destructive, and God loves you and others too much to want that to happen. Are you daily putting on the armor that God has provided? Not just part of the armor. In a war, if only a shield is worn but no helmet, the soldier is an easy target. Paul instructs us to put on all of the armor. What a gift it is that God has given us all these resources so that we can be adequately trained and equipped for any battle the powers of darkness may throw at us every day. Those resources include God's strength, truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, God's word, and prayer, both for yourself and for others. Wow. God did not have to give us any help, but he delights when we use the resources he's given us full access to. Have you noticed that when you ask him for strength, he readily gives it? I also just find it crazy that the way that Paul describes faith is that we can extinguish all the fiery darts that Satan throws at us with faith. No matter what you're facing today, even if life feels close to perfect, ask him for strength. How incredible is it that God loves us and has provided for us to have everything covered by his power? Is your faith in him today? Or is it in yourself, others, politics, culture, or your feelings? Anything other than him will not satisfy for long, but he always will. I can't wait to see how God will keep working as our Doxa family continues to fight against powers of darkness together, using the resources he's given us, while asking for his strength and keeping our faith in him and his power. We love you all and are praying for you. Just as David ends his psalm with the reminder that the righteous will give thanks to God's name and that they will dwell in his presence, I hope your day will also be filled with thanks and the gift of dwelling in his presence by walking closely with him. Please pray with me. Father, thank you for David's example of pouring his heart out to you and asking for justice. but also just having his confidence grow and increase in you as he just does choose to rest in you and your character. God, thank you for equipping us for the spiritual wars that you've allowed us to experience on this side of eternity. God, I pray that we would, just take advantage of those resources and just together fight against spiritual powers of darkness. Would you prevent anyone in our church family from making it a war against each other and instead just give us the power and strength to love each other well? We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.